The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Reminds me, old Merle Haggard just died yesterday.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God.
What a
it's
bummer.
Alex Jones.
His voice has touched me since I was a little kid. Love that voice.
Poets tell how Bon Jovi fell and left his living in a cheap hotel.
Desert's quiet.
Desert's quiet. Cleveland's cold. So the story ends.
We're coming to Cleveland this July.
I still need your prayers, it's true.
Save a few.
Save a few.
We left it to you.
He only did what he had to do.
And now he's grown old.
And now he's grown old.
That's got to be one of the best Willie Nelson / Merle Haggard songs. Another great Texan, Towns Van Zandt. I think that's one saving grace for Lewis Black that hates my guts at the Chronicle that owns South by Southwest and has tried to censor us and get me kicked off the air and everything else. Because he did finance a movie about Towns Van Zandt. All right, some pointless factoids for you. Let's go ahead and talk to Shane in North Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to make a couple of points. First thing on the Trump Cleveland idea, I think it would be kind of a powerful statement to have some kind of, since there'll be so many protests, have some kind of thing that's really visual so that they can't say, oh, that big crowd was half Soros people or whatever. Have like, you know how...
Ooh, that's a great point. Everybody wear the same color shirts. So that, and their people are so lazy. It'll have to be announced like 3 days before, though, or then they'll copy us. But, yeah, what do we do so that they don't claim that we're with them?
Well, I think red's a good color because it's the color of the Republican Party. And also, Trump's kind of famous for wearing those red caps. So I think that might be a really cool thing to do. But it could be anything else.
I was about to say that. Everybody should wear red, absolutely. Or red, white, and blue. Let it be super obnoxious. Red caps, so everybody knows who we are.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And there's no way the Soros people would wear red, white, and blue. I mean, they literally spit on it and hate it. So that's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, one quick plug, actually, as well. One quick plug I want to mention is the new Fusion is fantastic. And I talked to my accountant, and she said that you can actually write off supplements if your doctor recommends them. So
that's right. In fact, I forgot about that. That's something we ought to point out more, that if you get your doctor, when most doctors will say, yeah, multivitamins are good or supplements are good, to give you a note simply saying that that's a subscription or prescription or recommendation to them, you can then write it all off. Great point. Like, we should add that to the website that people should check with their CPA or whatever, but... That's very, very kosher advice. And then people say, I don't pay the IRS nothing. They're a foreign scam. I know that, folks, but I'm running an operation in this system to get the word out in free speech. Now they're coming after free speech, period. I mean, I understand the IRS is bull. I'm just saying some people decide to stay in the system, especially if you got a bunch of employees and trying to run a big operation. It's easy to be a carpenter or something and not pay the IRS, and more power to you. You know, it's a total fraud, but... What are we supposed to do here that are running big operations? Go ahead.
Well, I went through and went through all my, because you know how you send the receipts via email. I went through and just cut and pasted every purchase I made in 2015, and I actually have because my doctor didn't say, a good multivitamin. I definitely recommend it. He never specified which one, and I asked my accountant. I said, you know, if my my doctor recommends supplementation, you know, is that considered medication? And she said, yeah, absolutely. So
that's a fabulous way. Never even thought of that. And that's how you beat the globalists, is they've got all these write-offs that they use for themselves that most CPAs won't even tell you about. That's part of the conspiracy now, because they can get audited themselves if they, you know, give you all the exemptions that are there. But that is another fabulous idea. So you do like the product, Shane?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. One more thing I was going to mention about it. David Knight was talking about, he said he liked the new fusion, but he said it would be kind of good with adding a little bit of sparkling water or something to it. I'll tell you what's really good.
So stay there. I want to hear this.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. Waronthegrid.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be.
That's Merle Haggard. Song What I Hate.
What I Love is.
Of course, he died yesterday. And what's interesting is we were already having Dr. Group for a week on. He was set up for a week about geoengineering, chemtrailing, mystery flus, mystery.
What I hate.
Pneumonias.
What I hate.
And then we kind of said. I wonder if Merle Haggard got killed by the chemtrail pneumonia, they're calling it, or the chemtrail flu. That's going around the country. That's what it's called by folks that aren't even into this show. People pick up instinctively, this isn't natural, this isn't normal. And then Rob Dew calls me up last night and he goes, no, you didn't know Merle Haggard has a song about chemtrails? So there we are playing it right now. Look, condensation trails are real until the early 90s. Ice crystals would form and disappear in the freezing altitudes. Now many of the trails sit there for hours. They're not ice crystals. They're persistent aerosol trails. And it turns out there's hundreds and hundreds of patents and documents and how they mix the aluminum and barium salts and dioxide in with the jet fuel, and then it's sprayed out and all of it. And the pilots don't know. The public doesn't know. Then they have separate planes that are out doing low-altitude spraying. And when government does it, it's totally exempt. When they fly over your city and spray you with pesticides or spray your organic crops with it. But then one of the biggest lawsuit things out there is people have an organic farm right next to a regular farm. They wait till people come and spray those with pesticides. Then they have their crops tested, find a little bit of that in their organic crop, and then they go sue you. It's ambulance chasing. You know, if you're going to do an organic farm, which I'm all for, you should find an area where it's being done. You should work with neighbors that are doing it. Encourage them to go that way. Don't go move into an industrial belt of industrial growing and then do that. I was just talking to a lawyer about that yesterday about stuff going on in Texas. But the reason I digress is the government sprays you and it's okay. The government puts all these poisons in the water, it's okay. But if a private citizen does it to you, it's the end of the world. It's all selectively enforced. Going back, I don't normally encourage callers to call in and plug the products, but we don't screen your calls. He called in about Trump and Cleveland and made some really good, great points. We should all wear red shirts or something, or red hats, so that you know the media doesn't point cameras at us and say, look, it's George Soros supporters. You know, it's liberal supporters, but they'll probably say, Soros people wear red. Look at them. I mean, that's how much they lie. Our numbers must be so great, it's clear. And we dominate every live feed, every camera, every Facebook, every Twitter. Forget being on CNN, Fox, and all them. We are the news. They will pick up what we say and we do. That's what we do every day. I'm on CNN, MSNBC every week. Sometimes multiple times. And I got newsflash for you. They don't have very many viewers, and I don't even care to be on there. Used to people come in here and say, hey, Fox wants you on, CNN wants you on, and it'd always be fly you to New York, and then they'd try to cancel it by the time I got there. After that happened a few times, I said, I'm not doing it anymore. So they said, oh, come down here and be on a satellite feed. About half the time I'd get there and they'd cancel it. So when they call now, I don't go on, and they'll call and go, this is an HBO special. You don't want to be in it. Nope. This is a Discovery Channel show. Don't want to be in it? Nope. I just don't care anymore. I don't care about your media. I don't care about being mixed in with all that other crud you've got in there. I'm going to do my own thing. It's real. It's not perfect, but I love freedom, and that's the position I come from. I love truth. I love justice. I love prosperity. I love life. And I'm trying to point out what's really going on. It's very simple. Doesn't mean I have all the answers, but together, working together towards more truth, more freedom, more family, more enlightenment, we will change the world. Shane, you wanted to talk about something you said you heard David Knight talking about. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. But real quick, wow, I didn't know about the that chemtrail song. That blows my mind. Here in Raleigh, North Carolina, we just get hammered on a daily basis. But, yeah, that's pretty wild. I didn't know he had that song. One quick other comment about the Trump thing is that it's also very ripe for a false flag. You could see them staging something and then having those media clips cherry-picked and ready to roll once their patsy strikes or what have you. Then they play the clips of you and Stone saying things, you know, out of context. And, you know, so there's definitely a lot of risk. But you know, sometimes, you know, you can't let that stop you.
No guts, no glory. Fortune favors the bold. Our fortune is liberty again in our times. Of course they're going to pull dirty tricks. Here's the good news. It doesn't work anymore. Most of the time they pull a false flag now, they get caught. So I don't think they're as confident as they used to be. But, yes, they will have some of the slime bulb anti-America, anti-Trump people attack, probably start a fight. And then the mainstream media will try to spin it that we started it. That's just not going to be the case. There's going to be so many people there standing up for free speech, period, that it's going to absolutely dwarf them and dominate them. Now, what was your point, sir?
Oh, the last thing on the new fruit punch, and this yes. Also works with like tangy tangerine, just a dash of Bragg's apple cider vinegar just kicks it up a notch big time. Just
well, there's all sorts of things. I like to take my vitamin mineral fusion or Beyond Tangy Tangerine from InfoWarsHealth.com from Longevity. It's excellent as well. And I like to mix just soda water in with it natural soda water. I have one of those little machines that puts CO2, into soda water, and then it makes it like a delicious fruit punch soda drink. So you're absolutely right. Good to hear from you, Shane. Thank you. And by the way, if you want to find the full line of products that aren't InfoWars Life, that we don't produce, but that I endorse and I think are excellent and are also patriots fighting for supplement and vitamin freedom across the country, is Youngevity. And we have the full spectrum of all their products at InfoWarsHealth.com and InfoWarsTeam.com. And it is, 30% off when you sign up and become a distributor. You can also get free shipping when you sign up for auto ship there as well. InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com for Pollen Burst. Amazing energy punch that's so healthy and pure and delicious and even has real pollen in it, the bee pollen, and it breaks down there why that is such a good thing for your body. Find out about Pollen Burst, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and more at InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Susan in Missouri. Susan, thank you for calling.
Hi, Alex. Great job, both you and your team. I have a question, okay? I've been a Republican all my life, and this goes out to the Democrats, too. I have never received any kind of proxy material that allows where I cast a vote to allow somebody else to vote for me. So what I want to know is what this is fraud, what they're doing, and both the Democrats and Republicans, we should be getting these people arrested that are now taking our vote away from us.
Well, you've hit the nail on the head. You've got the party acting like this is legal and lawful. They did it in the 70s. Both parties did when they got really concerned about revolt politically. The last time the public was really starting to wake up. And so they've never told you that the proxy will vote for you at the convention. They've never implied to you that your vote doesn't count. There's election money, election monitors. The whole perception is one man, one vote, one woman, one vote. So they sell that idea as a unified fraud with the media that takes advertising money and everything to show you the candidates on who to vote for. And they do programs on who to vote for. And then they tell you, stupid kids, voting isn't for voting. There's no reason to have it. And act like we're weirdos and on CNN call us conspiracy theorists. I'm sick of these conspiracy theorists claiming your vote counts. You know, pretty soon they'll claim you need oxygen to live or that fish are in the ocean. I mean, the stuff they say, that nutty Alex Jones, you know. So, class action lawsuits need to be filed. People need to take action and really force this issue and go, you represent the popular vote and taxpayer money that's spent, and you claim that you've got a public trust, and you say you can ignore that when the whole process is based on it being a person's vote. The Republican Party and Democratic Party need to be abolished then for organized crime and racketeering and fraud, stealing the public vote and attempting to sell the idea that it never counted to begin with. That is a Galacticus-level piece of baloney.
So how can we get these people arrested that have taken it up on themselves to just say that our vote doesn't count when we haven't signed our vote away to them?
Ma'am, you've got to just point out it's criminal and point out that they're up there calmly saying, like, we did something wrong. Your vote never counted. Why'd you think that, nut? Conspiracy kook? They actually say that. And go, listen, scumbag, you held out it was a popular vote. You took the advertising. You're part of an organized fraud. And you just start the lawsuits. Even if you don't win the first suit, it'll be in the news. And then you just keep pushing and keep pushing and pushing and pointing this out.
How do we get the list of names of those that voted our right away?
Well, I'll tell you. We know who's implementing it. It was in 76, the Republican Rules Committee. They have recertified the rules every year. So it's the Republican National Committee, the Democratic National Committee, and the sub-body on the RNC is the Rules on Election Committee. And it's got, 27 members? One from memory. And so you find out the vote. It's on the RNC website. And you point out what these monsters have done, the fraud they've engaged in. It's kind of like they ran off with the family jewels. They ran off with the heirlooms. They claimed the cop down the street, you've given it to them. You discover they stole it. You go tell the cop, he pulls them over, and they go, oh, no, no, it's a misunderstanding. I changed the rules where I can take it out of your house. Look, they've been caught now because they're trying to use the rule they put in but never had the will to try. So the rubber meets the road now. It's one thing to claim they're king of Earth. one thing to claim that they're, you know what, doesn't stink. Now they're going to have to actually do it. And we're not going to just buy the mind game of, okay, you're allowed to, and sit down and shut up. We're going to scream bloody murder and run up and down the street with our like chickens with our heads cut off and, you know, deal with these little Soros bots running around foaming at the mouth. We got the moral high ground, the popular vote. We're the good guys, and we're here to help. And nothing's going to get in our way except the good Lord above.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency.
Well, I tell you, this song says it all.
Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit.
That's right.
We'll guide you. And
you don't need any church or any priest.
Here.
Got the connection right there.
Can you hear me?
You gotta open your just got in. There's been like government agents, FBI, Mossad over the years, the MI6, you name it, that have wanted to come by the office and talk to me. And I've talked to them. The police chief, other people like that. And they'll come in here and they'll go, man, this is like a government operation. This is like, you know, I've been in threat fusion centers. These people are more serious. You're doing more. They're like, this looks like a government installation. And it's like, man, we're not with the government. We're with the organic human resistance to tyranny. We're the real deal. As if it's mystical to be with the CIA or mystical, you know, to have Buck Sexton at CNN who doesn't tell you he's with the CIA saying, don't listen to Alex Jones. He's not conservative. He's not a good American. Oh, yes. Buck Sexton, thank you for telling us who we can listen to. It's ridiculous. By the way, I saw it this weekend, and I called up the writers. They're not bad. They were just posting an article. And I said, I bet money a radical Muslim ran into that lady that looks all staged in the video. Put an editor's note that we think is probably fake. Came out the next day, it was a Muslim running her over, and I bet it comes out it was staged. I just know when I look at stuff. She's waiting, she's coming, she jumps out. I mean, you know, it isn't hard to see when something's staged. I mean, Mama didn't raise a rocket scientist, but I wasn't, you know, I wasn't born in the dark on a turnip truck last night. It was a few years ago. And then another one came out in New York, this woman running around in a, you know, full beekeeper suit and claiming somebody stabbed her. Turned out that was a total false flag. And now in Greece, the jihadis first have a real baby on video, and then they cut to a fake video they're going to throw at the police. And it's totally staged. We're showing that video right now. I mean, and I have to argue with people on whether or not that's fake. It's fake. It's fake. It's like when the Marines have that puppy and they throw it down in the gully and kill it. And I played the video and I said, that's despicable. That guy should get in trouble, which he hadn't gotten in trouble for yet. A year later, he did get in trouble later. And people said, Michelle Malkin said, Alex Jones is a liar. It's not a real dog. The Marine Corps had already disciplined the guy after that came out, and they'd already known that it was a real dog. You can see it holding its legs up when he's holding it by the neck. You can see its little eyes. It's a real dog. That's not a real kid. And I'm not a rocket scientist. This stuff is obvious. It's obvious what's going on. So we've got that report, and I want to get into the political correctness now and then back into your phone calls, but there's so many of these now, I can't even cover them. Like the one Joe Biggs covered in one of the news pieces, college students panic after confusing priest for the KKK member. And it's a priest with a rosary, looks nothing like a KKK member. And we've got all these videos where these white people run up and scream, white privilege, you have no rights to demonstrate white privilege, you're a white male. And it's white people saying it. Let me tell you, I grew up in Dallas, Texas, and I didn't experience the white privilege. I'm sorry. Well, once we were driving along with two girls. I was only like 15, my buddy was 16, and we were listening to George Strait. We had a six-pack of beer, and the Dallas cops pulled us over and said, how much you had to drink? Smelled our breath, okay, poured out our Coors Light, and said, you guys go have a good night. And then one of them said, by the way, next month, George Strait's coming to town, are you going to hear it? So I guess George Strait got us off of that one when I was 15. But, I mean, let's just say the privilege hadn't matched all the other negative stuff that comes with it. And, you know, it's just weird to have somebody get in your face because you're white and they're a white person. And they're the worst, man. They're just crazy. I mean, look, a lot of people are pointing out that the Dominican Friar's outfit looks like Princess Leia's outfit. And so, I mean, would you freak out if you saw Princess Leia? She's in a goddess outfit. I mean, what's scary about that? How do they have by the way, Italy has all these old secret societies in it where they wear KKK outfits. Nothing to do with racism. But people freak out when they see those, too. Oh, my gosh. I mean, if you see a real KKK person, I mean, it's time to laugh, folks. They usually weigh about 400 pounds, and they can hardly talk, and they just want to call themselves Supreme Cyclops Goblin Master. I mean, these are like kids. This is like pre-Dungeons and Dragons stuff. You know, they want to imagine they're a sorcerer of Golgothian and shoot laser beams out their noses. But wait till we get to this black professor, a real racist.
The Empire's on the run.
Get to this in a minute.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4040 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4040.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I love all different genres of music. It's really cool Kurdish music I've heard. Like, it's like traditional, but mixed with like industrial, really wild. The lyrics of this song, Little China Girl, are powerful. Let's crank it up. Then we'll go to what's happening on the universities.
I stumble into town, just like a sacred cow. Visions of swastikas in my head. Plans for everyone.
Plans for everyone. I'll give you television. I'll give you eyes of blue.
My little child girl, you shouldn't mess with me.
everything you are.
You know,
I'll give you television. I'll give you eyes of blue.
Let's get back into the news here. My little China girl. Professor calls for whiteness to be abolished. And I see one of these stories every 2 days or so. It doesn't matter if it's Germany or if it's England or if it's Canada or if it's the United States or if it's Australia. The point is, this is what is taught because this is what the mega corporations want. To make oppression and class envy and all the things that are happening about white people that are basically 7% of the world's population. And white people statistically are just as poor as anybody else. And those numbers, whites' pay are going down, other people's pay is basically staying the same. It's amazing how they manipulate these numbers. But the point is, as if you're going to get ahead, seeing a friar and you think it's a KKK member, or seeing a brown bag and it's an insult, just constantly expanding what people are supposed to be afraid of. And then this article, professor calls for whiteness to be abolished. We played a clip just last week where they're teaching this in sensitivity training at an East Coast university. This is a West Coast university. Portland Community College history professor James Harrison called for whiteness to be abolished. And I'm sure this guy got treated bad or something happened. He's got a chip on his shoulder. Now he's aggressive and he's adopted the hardcore tribal racism he claims he was against. Portland Community College history professor James Harrison called for whiteness to be abolished during a talk he gave for the university's Whiteness History Month program. So, you know, people always ask, where's the White History Month? Well, there is one. It's How You're Bad. It's like, where's the white entertainment television? Well, you've got one. It's How You're Bad. It's the NFL, you know, with Beyonce. During his presentation titled Imagine a World Without Whiteness, Harrison argued that a world without conflict could only be achieved by eliminating whiteness from the power structure. Oh, yeah, because nothing from Africa's warlike. I mean, just if you want to get down to it, people are from Africa. Homo sapiens from Africa. My ancestors are from Africa. And let me just explain to you physiologically and historically what's going on. All the meanest stuff comes from Africa. The 20-foot cobras, the lions, all of it, the water buffaloes, the hippopotamuses are the most vicious thing. That's the most deadly thing in Africa. Even though it looks sweet and cute, they're vicious. The people, everything. The bees, the most vicious. An African bee, 10 times more vicious. So I just love the statement about how war's going to... I always hear this too. War's going to end when women run things. Sure, yeah. You studied history, what happens when women run empires? Oh, wars go way up. Oh, yeah. Yeah, women aren't vindictive. Oh, no, women aren't scheming. Oh, no, never. You got 3 women right now running the operations in Syria and in Ukraine. You got women making statements about, we can win a war with Russia, line combat. It'd be like saying, I could go beat a Kenyan runner in long distance running. It may be only by a few minutes or whatever the case is, but the best runners from everywhere else in the world, including Africa, can't beat Kenyan runners because genetically, in their buildup and what they've done, having to travel dozens of miles every day to tend their flocks of cows, their herds, they have developed incredible long-range stamina and physiologically are superior. Different groups have different things that are superior about them. It's well known. And it's not with everybody. It's on average. It's averages. I can't have a baby like a woman. Just like most men can't sing in a high octave like a woman can. But some can. These are statistics. Take Jim Kennedy. One of the best Army Special Forces guys ever. But he's, almost none of what he's done is known. It's just the Army says this is the best, the most missions, the whole nine yards. Gives Chris Kyle a major run for his money. in hand-to-hand stuff, sniper insertions, high-altitude insertions, you know, where they throw him out of an airplane at 100,000 feet with oxygen and he flies in under radar. I mean, the guy's done all the James Bond stuff. He can do about 300 pull-ups, 5,000 sit-ups. He can, you know, you name it. I'm a pretty tough guy, okay? And I've been in fights with 270-pound, you know, guys that were state wrestling champions. And because I was vicious and attacked him fast and really tried to hurt him, I got out of it with my life. But the point is, you go to that level, I couldn't compete with him. And I'm up in the top few percent. I mean, you know, I can flip a switch and it's crazy time. I mean, crazy time. For real crazy time, not fake crazy time. Not the, you know, the fake tough and the crazy brave, a good line from Full Metal Jacket. There's no women that can compete with him. Period. He's different. Just like Tim Kennedy can't have a baby. They can't do what he can do, carry a 70-pound pack 50 miles jogging nonstop if he has to. You just can't do it. You'll never do it. So they're shrinking the packs. They're shrinking the equipment. They're lowering the standard. They make the men wear red high heels for sensitivity training to sabotage the military because they're getting ready to phase out humans in combat, folks. That's the plan. And first they have to sabotage it and destroy the esprit de corps so a bunch of politicos want to get in and run the robots. And Kennedy barely criticized it and got chewed out by a top general a few weeks ago. This is what they do. This is how they operate. This is what they're doing. As if it's a slight on women that we're saying, sorry, you can't be, you know, in the Navy SEALs. And again, they're having to lower the standards. And when they do, then people can't even pass that. And they say, oh, you didn't let me in because I'm a woman. Already, most of the men wash out of those programs. You know what it does, sticking women in the midst of something like that? And the hygiene issues and the way men act around women. I mean, every culture has not put women in frontline combat because it doesn't work. Just like you don't put women in other super high-risk jobs because historically, in the species, that's not what the female does. It's a lowering of women. It's an enslaving of women. Miss Magazine, CIA-funded, on record. Not to empower women, but to get you in the workforce, to make you work, to lower your wages so your kids will be raised by the state. It's a trap. And the more women aren't fulfilled by modern feminism, the more angry they get and the more they burrow into the modern feminism. That's what this comes down to. And I know I'm stating the obvious here, but you have this black professor in his Western suit with lights and desk and modern buildings. Almost all of it came from the West, the entire Renaissance, the Industrial Revolution, everything. And he's sitting here, probably never even been to Africa. And he says, violence comes from white men. No, violence comes from humanity. And violence comes from the economy of conquering versus innovation. And this is what you pay to send your young adults to college for, is to be taught how to have a lexicon of mental illness, to be obsessed and butthurt about everything, and to be basket cases, and to submit as a good liberal and apologize for yourself and do whatever you're told politically whenever. That's why the list of things that are politically correct get wider and crazier, because it's occult programming. Look at England. Raised hands violate university safe space policy, Reason Magazine. And that's in UK campuses. I mean, it's crazy. Edinburgh University and others. This is a cult. This is a takeover. These people mean business. And it's everywhere. Oh, let's try to indict Joel Gilbert because he put a film out against Obama. That's being looked at by the Federal Elections Commission. They've officially filed the criminal complaint. Three of the commissioners. The complaints have never come from the top. This is insane. Because the average American wouldn't think to file a political complaint about somebody's film. Even mainline liberals know that's free speech. Oh, my gosh. No, no, no. CNN host cuts off interviewer after guest mentions Hillary's defense of child rapist, which she did defend. Gap apologizes for ad accused of racism. And you look, it's the ad with the white girl. It's her adopted sister. She's got her arm on her. That's how kids do it. And then it shows they're close. That's called racism. Of course, there's another image put out by Gap of a taller black girl putting her arm the same way on a smaller white girl. Look for all the phantoms. Look for everything. Norwegian politician is raped by Somalian migrant, begs for him not to be deported. That's political correctness. This, I mean, I just have stacks of these every day. Swiss Muslim students exempt from shaking hands with female teachers. They get to keep all their stuff. We get nothing. Now, let's go ahead and go to this clip. I'm trying to find my article. I just had it. Of the professor. Here it is. Calls for whiteness to be abolished. Let's play a clip of this.
Can we live in a world without whiteness? My answer is yes, we can, because it's happened before. And it all revolves around individuals taking small steps to dismantle and demolish the whole concept. But the first thing you need to do is to imagine. And in the same way that you cannot imagine Kali, you can't just listen to me and say, oh, that sounds good. What you need to do is take the time to read more about whiteness and what it does. So when people speak with you, you can speak intelligently about whiteness, that you know something about it. We need to make, for example, education more than multicultural. It should be anti-racist. That you definitely teach about race and how to demolish it. Multiculturalism, by the way, is wonderful. I practice it. It's a good step, but it's the first step.
All right, this is a guy with a chip on his shoulder pushing pure weaponized Ford Foundation garbage. He's saying he's fighting racism by saying whiteness, which is whatever he defines, is inherently evil. Your culture is evil. Everything about you is evil because you were Western, you were Christian, most of you were abolitionist. You don't even know that. You just know that you've been taught this self-loathing and guilt. You've been taught this white man's burden, which they've now reversed, Kipling's burden, which was another form of manipulation, because they got him to do all this imperial takeover stuff and go fight and die to, quote, help, you know, the third world. And then all that dude was actually bringing the globalist takeover. So they get you to do their dirty work. Then they turn around generations later and have somebody come tell you you're inherently bad. And all you know is that you want to be good. And so he sits there and lectures you, some buffoon living in fantasy land off taxpayer money at a community college, reading off some sheet from the Ford Foundation. It's probably Ford Foundation. And you just sit there and how you need to do more to abolish your whiteness. You know what, buddy? I am proud of my German heritage, my Alsatian heritage, my English heritage, my Scottish and Irish heritage. And I'm also proud of my Indian heritage. I'll call it the old name, you know, because that's what Christopher Columbus found, just because you don't like it. Native American. Anybody's native who ever came here. The point is, there's a political system now. We have welfare now, so you can't get free stuff out now. But just the fetish of people that are almost have no Native American in them. It's like all these white people that act like they're black and tan their skin and get the little mustaches and all of it. It's just pathetic because they feel so inadequate because they've been demonized for being white. It's crazy. I am very glad that I have my Lords of the Plains, you know, Native blood. I like it. It's good. I gives you a good kick in there. I definitely goes well with the rest of my genetics. Glad it's in there. Like it. But the Native Americans were the most slaughtering, massacring, out-of-control people you could ever imagine. Just as barbarous and out-of-control as the white man, probably more so. And I'm just not going to sit here and hear this bull anymore all day about how the noble savages all day long. We're all savages. The veneer of civilization is a micron thick. And it's blowing away, it's wearing away, and I'm not going to be guilted by some brainwasher in some cult that I did something to that fop professor. I mean, what a soft, dumb, arrogant, controlling idiot preying on those stupid college students who'll never have a job that'll pay back their tuition in 90% of the cases. And that's why there's no education, there's no future, there's no country, there's no world in the future under the globalist takeover that you'd recognize. So, of course, they got to turn you into mental case basket cases. It's not enough to give you a bad degree that won't exist in the future in the real world. They got to screw you up so bad you don't ever even know it because you're such a mental case looking for, like, windmills. You know, oh, my gosh, there's a Catholic friar. It's the KKK. Run for the hills. Oh, my gosh. Somebody had a green lightsaber. Yes, 911, I saw it. It was green and glowing, and it was a gun. No, somebody was having a Star Wars party. It was a kid with a lightsaber. It's amazing. I mean, there's just these weird little scared jellyfish that just white, black. I was wondering, have you ever been around liberals? It's like, they see Hillary and they go, like baby birds. Honey. I mean, it's just like, it is the most idiotic garbage. I want to go to Eric, Mississippi. I want to go to Buckley in Missouri, Anthony in Florida, Curtis in Michigan, and others. I'm going to go to everybody. And we're going into the next hour, too, with David Knight. But I tell you, man, they have really screwed up the public.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear. And the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asked that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. Waronthegrid.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden letter reaching down.
Here's a clip, speaking of the Black Lives Matter, of the Baltimore Ravens football player Ray Lewis. Here it is.
I'm trying to figure out if black lives really matter. Then in Chicago alone, the murder rate has soared 72% in 2016. 88% in the first 3 months of 2016 compared to last year. I'm trying to ask the question if to the organization of black lives, if they really mattered, then why not riot now? There was 141 murders this year, 82 murders last year at the same time. I'm trying to figure out in my mind why no one is paying attention to black men killing black men. Why we always find ourselves as the victims. And now we have the separation once again that we're being victimized because of one bad white cop, two bad white cops, three bad white cops kill a young black brother. But every day we have black on black crime killing each other. Police in Chicago reported 677 shootings this year. Last year it was 359. March murder rate rose by 29%. But we are not rioting in the streets when black on black crime are killing each other.
That fellow needs to quit his day job, even though he makes $10 million a year, and go to work as a preacher. He knows what he's talking about. And we need to get that fellow on and say, what about 52% of blacks being aborted? I mean, man, the racists. That's why the KKK and the white supremacists hate me more than anybody else. You go to their websites, I've not done anything to them. I'm all for everybody to have their culture. I love white people. I love black people. I love everybody else. But they hate me because I go up against Planned Parenthood. And they do want to kill you. And I get to have all these racist, idiot black people sit there and tell me I'm a racist. You know what? Shut up. Shut up. If I was a racist, I'd be going along with the whole covert extermination. If I didn't like Hispanics, I wouldn't be up there saying, don't take the Gardasil shot. It's meant to reduce fertility and sterilize girls in Latin America. No, I don't want those women to never be able to have kids. But I also don't want them to be turned into political socialist bots of Plan of San Diego, La Reconquista garbage, and to come up here and hate me because of what color I am. I want to live in peace. That's where I come from. I want to go to your phone calls. I know I got loaded lines. I'm going to try to get to everybody here. Just briefly, we're listener supported. We got a lot of big specials running right now on InfoWarsLife.com. DNA Force came back in. They're trying to expand their procurement of the products, but it's going to sell out again in a week or so. It is the flagship product. It's so amazing. Go read about it. Find out why it's so important. InfoWarsLife.com. I can just keep it in stock at Fighter Operation, but I can't because it's always hard to get stuff totally pure. And when you go to California level standards, which nobody can hardly pass, we do it. It's hard. I mean, to actually bring you the best, folks, is hard for us to do. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, good opportunity to really get the best here. 4.7 star reviews. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is sold out now, but we held back a little bit extra. If you sign up for AutoShip, or you did sign up for AutoShip, you will obviously still get it. 10% off when you're on AutoShip. Orders $50 or more, free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. And back by popular demand, the one-of-a-kind designer Hillary shirt isn't back, but we did a new one that's pretty similar. It has a different lettering, different wording, but it's Hillary for President 2016 till the end of time shirt. Legalized freedom on the back in red instead of white. It's available for a limited time as well at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Fourth hour, your phone calls. David Knight straight ahead, I promise. I'm going right to your call. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.